Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, the professor of pork, professor of extra sauce on the side. And I have with me the beautiful Kate.
You know, every time I'm on the show, you call me beautiful, and it makes me want to be on the show more often and listen to the show and support the show as often as I can. I love it. Thank you.
Our listeners love you, so.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Come all the time.
Thank you.
So there'll be less episodes of me recording by myself.
Fabulous. So, not that you solo is a bad thing. I think you solo is wonderful, but, you know, guests are fun, too.
Yes, they are fun, too. So as you guys can hear, there's some nice atmospheric noise in the back, and we are today at Metro Diner in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
On location.
Yes. It is the first Metro Diner in New Jersey. They came here. They're all throughout Pennsylvania. There's some in Virginia. I think there's some in Florida. So
I did not know it was a chain.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like them.
So, as always, guys, we're going to give you some background information. Hang with us. Luckily, there's nothing in Latin or Spanish.
Thank God.
Because, as you know, we butcher those words.
Yes, we do.
Horribly.
I can pronounce things in French passably well, but that's about it. That's my limit.
No, I can't at all.
I can't.
Spanish is about it, and then I butcher French because I want to pronounce it like Spanish.
Right, you can't do
so
that.
So I was like,
can't do that.
Like, Les Miserables.
Right.
In Spanish, it's completely different.
Doesn't work.
Does not work.
No.
Okay, so, background information. So since we're at a diner, we're doing diners today. So a diner is a small restaurant found predominantly in northeastern U.S. and Midwest U.S., as well as in other parts of the U.S., Canada, and parts of Europe. Diners often offer a wide variety of food, and that's so true. Mostly American cuisine. It has a casual atmosphere, so yes, you can come in your leggings, ladies. People don't show up in dirty sweatpants.
No, please don't.
It's a combination of booths served by wait staff and a long sit-down counter.
They do have a long sit-down counter.
Yes.
Nice.
So it is authentic in having that. Even today, many diners share archetypal exterior form. Some of the earliest were converted rail cars, retaining their streamlined structure and interior fittings. So that's pretty cool. I always like those type of diners.
Me too. Mickey's Diner in St. Paul, Minnesota, it looks like that.
Yeah. Those are always, they just feel nice because they're commonly known as lunch cars.
Yes, they're so retro and old-timey. They're fun.
Okay, so diners typically serve staples of American cuisine, such as hamburgers, french fries, club sandwiches, and other simple, quick-cook foods. It's inexpensive and always fun. Your meatloaf.
You know what I never understood about the club sandwich?
What?
Why did they make a sandwich and then stick an extra slice of bread right in the middle?
To make it taller and make it look pretty?
You think? It just seems like so much extra bread.
I mean, why is there extra bread on a Big Mac?
Yes, thank you. I don't understand it.
You could just take it out. Save yourself 100 calories.
Exactly.
So coffee is a diner staple. Diners often serve hand-blended milkshakes, and I love milkshakes.
Me too.
When they're like quality, you can taste the malt in there.
Sign me up.
Listen. Desserts such as pies and cakes are typically displayed in the glass case. Uh-huh. Do you see a glass case? I don't know.
I don't think they do. No.
We have to walk around.
Yeah.
So the history. A crude precursor of the diner was created in 1872 by Walter Scott, who sold food out of a horse pulled wagon to employees of the Providence Journal in Providence, Rhode Island. Scott's Diner can be considered the first diner with walk-up service, as it had windows on each side of the wagon.
Walk-up service.
And then from there, commercial production of such lunch wagons began. So
the food truck was the original diner, and now we're back to food trucks.
Yes.
Wow. I had no
idea. Mind blown. Yeah. How old were you when you learned that? Today, years old.
Yeah. Old.
I was like, am I sitting with you?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Are you guys talking?
We are.
You're on a thing right now?
We're on a thing right now. So that lovely voice that you just heard, guys, is Michael. He's the manager here.
Yep, the owner, actually.
The owner.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry. My bad. Let me take that away. Yes, the owner of Metro Diner here in East Brunswick, New Jersey. So we were going through some of the history of diners as a whole. Did you know that the first diner was actually a wagon in Providence, Rhode Island?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, that's where it actually started. And then from there, as seats increased, is when they started to do the prefabricated rail cars. And obviously, it had to be small and streamlined because it had to fit on the train to be transported.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the transfer station neighborhood of Union City is where the first one, where they really started pumping them out and manufacturing them in 1912.
This is our fried chicken and waffle setup. It's unique to the Metro Diner. If you wouldn't, pass me the Louisiana hot sauce.
Yes.
Thank you so much. This is here. We're going to pour a little bit of syrup in this dish just like that.
Wait, you're moving too fast.
Oh, all right.
Our waiter, Tim, is setting up the awesome
chicken and waffle setup.
Chicken and waffle setup.
So that's $29.
Look at that.
Friend Tim. Okay,
great
Tim,
job.
We're ready. Go for it.
Okay. All right. What we have here is the Metro Diner fried chicken and waffle setup. It's unique to the Metro Diner. What we're going to do here is we're going to pour a little bit of this syrup here, which is about 25%. And then we're going to take the Louisiana hot sauce. We're going to pour 7 drops in there.
Very
surprising. 7.
Oh,
and you can use the plate for your bones. And it's an excellent dipping sauce for your chicken.
Thank you.
Please enjoy.
Yes. Thank you. Awesome.
Oh, it smells good. I can smell it already.
You can smell the hot sauce.
So the one thing that he forgot to tell you is that obviously if you wanted a little hotter, you would just pour more in on your own, or if you wanted it sweeter, you would put some more jelly and maple syrup in there. Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
Sweet. Okay, so Michael, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
So we're going to take a moment and walk away from the history. We'll come back to it, guys. Since we have you here, and I don't want to hold you up too long.
No, I got some time now. So.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the Metro Diner.
Metro Diner was founded in Jacksonville, Florida by the Davoli family.
Okay.
The Davoli family, the Mark Davoli is a master chef. And so Mark, when he finished with school, he went and he saw the diner, the Metro, where it wasn't called the Metro Diner. I don't even know what it was called. But you can't see it from here, but there's a painting on the wall next to the counter. That's the original Metro Diner.
Oh.
Or the original Metro Diner. And he bought it. And then he renamed it the Metro Diner, and it's in Jacksonville, Florida. And then he got his father involved. His father used to work for Cracker Barrel as a regional vice president. And his brother, John Davoli, got involved. And John used to work for Cracker Barrel as well, as a general manager for Cracker Barrel. And so they started, they built, I think it's 7 of the Metro Diners on their own in the Jacksonville area. And then we were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I know, I saw that.
Yeah, with Guy Fieri.
I love anywhere that as soon as they say Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah,
gotta try it.
And it worked out perfect because then they partnered with a bigger entity. And then, so now all the diners built after the original 7 or 8, they're partnered with Consul Consulting. And so then they've been expanding, and now we're up to, I think, 70. In fact, this is the 70th diner.
Oh, nice.
And the first one in New Jersey.
Yes, that was actually my next question. First location in Jersey, why come here?
Well, you know, Metro Diner's expanding, and you know, what a better place to go than the diner capital of the world,
true.
New Jersey. So, you know, and so far we've been successful.
I know, we were fighting for parking. It's a good crowd.
And this is only your second weekend.
Right?
We opened on Tuesday, so today's the 5th day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing.
So last weekend we were open, but it was for a charity event. So the guests came in. We partnered with two charities. We partnered with the Service Dog for Veterans.
Yes.
And we also partnered.
Oh, just came to the table.
Oh, awesome.
This is amazing. What just came to the table?
So
here.
Our food just came. I ordered. Took the menu away. The Holy Demoli Burger and. The Holy Demoli Burger is between two grilled cheese, so automatically I had to definitely order that.
So the Holy Demoli Burger is two grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato and bacon on it. And then we put a burger in between the two grilled cheese sandwiches. And we put it together. So you can see, what's that, like an inch and a half or 2 inches?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty thick. And then the you got the chicken and waffles. The chicken and waffles is one of our popular dishes. The chicken takes a lot of tender care from us. We take that chicken and we put it in a brine for 24 hours.
Nice.
And then after we take it out of the brine, we put it in a marinade for another 24 hours. And then we send it to the line to be cooked and served to our guests. And then the loaded chips, it's like it has a little bit of everything on there. It has the chips, the pulled pork, it has the jalapenos, it has cheese.
I forgot about the vegetables.
Well, you know, we're watching our...
Right.
And then we have this nice healthy side of vegetables.
Exactly.
Which I love, that is...
That was the plan.
Splash.
Oh, perfect. Let's do that.
Awesome. So I like that it's zucchini and squash.
Yes.
Because I'm very picky about my vegetables, and I don't like cooked carrots, I don't like fine beans, I don't like peas. Right. If it is in that mixed vegetable bed, yep. So perfect. I'm very happy. I'm like, yes, vegetables I eat.
I agree.
Yeah.
So
I wanted to, if I could, just finish about the charities.
Yes.
So we had the two charities, as I said, the Service Dog for the Veteran, which is great because the Service Dog that we sponsored isn't even born yet, because they train the dog to meet the specific needs of the veteran, which is awesome. Yeah. And then the other charity did was Elks Camp Moore, which is part of the Elks Lodge and all of that. And they have a camp in North Jersey called Camp Moore. And they sponsor children with disabilities.
Yeah.
And so the children would be sponsored by Elks. They would pay their tuition and they would go away for a week. And so during that weekend, people would come in, they make a donation to the charity, and then they had a chance to eat for free. Yeah, so Metro Diner fed them, they made a donation, and we raised, I think it was
$13,500. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, for those two charities.
So, working with the state, we are very, this is my regular 9-to-5, we are very limited in what we can do, and the funding dries up so quick, especially for camps.
Right.
For individuals, like we have the individuals, they have disabilities, and we want to get them into camp, but the money dries up so quick.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Like, and then we got to say no to people. It's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough.
Yeah, so that's why it looked like we were open last weekend, but that was kind of also it's our softball. You know, people come out, we work together, you know, as a team, and they're still making mistakes, and people are a little more forgiving if we make a mistake when they don't have to pay for their meal.
There you go. Very smart.
Okay, so next question. What is the diner's signature dish?
You got one of them right there, the chicken and waffles.
When I saw that strawberry butter, I was like, I'm in.
And everything that we make here is made from scratch. So the strawberry butter we make from scratch. All of our soups and all of our sauces are made from scratch. There's nothing that we, that we bring in that's like pre-made. You know, so it's really exciting as far as, seeing when, the thing that I like the most is when people get their food and it's, it's so fresh and it's so delicious and big portions,
yes.
There's smiles on their face. They're like, wow, this is just something else, you know.
And you can taste the freshness.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's been sitting.
Right.
You can wait, I dug right in.
Okay. No, please.
Please, eat. So what's your favorite dish here?
My favorite dish, I mean, I have a lot of, everything on the menu is terrific, obviously. But the pot roast.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, the pot roast.
It's so, because
it's a well, and you know, all our meats and things that we cook, we put them in a slow cooker overnight, and so they come out real tender. It's fork, you know, 10 fork. You can cut it with your fork. It's just, you know, with the mashed potatoes and the vegetables, it's really delicious. The meatloaf is awesome, and we make our meatloaf from scratch. You know, all the burgers, the Bold City burger with fried jalapenos on it. Everything, and the
onions. I'm a burger connoisseur. I travel for burgers. Yeah. So, who has all this grilled cheese?
Can't help that one. That one's
really... I have to try it.
And that looks amazing.
And they're like, there goes Victoria again, eating a burger. Like, yes.
So, yeah, there are a few of my favorites that I have.
Okay, so, essential questions. I have three of them. First one, pork roll or tail or ham?
I just, you know, I call it pork roll.
Yes.
New Jerseyans typically call it tail or ham.
North Jersey.
North Jersey, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm born and raised from South Jersey.
Yes.
I happen to live in North Jersey, but I'm not claiming it. I'm from South Jersey.
Right.
It's pork roll.
Yes. And, but it is pork roll.
Yes.
Right. And, but people are used to saying, I want a tail or ham and egg cheese sandwich or, you know, whatever like that. But whatever they say, we got it. And we make sure they get it.
Second question. Sub or hoagie?
Oh, hoagie.
Yes. Thank you.
Definitely a hoagie. But also, I was born and raised in South Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, well, I know you're
I've relocated up here because my wife lived in Cranford.
Okay.
And then we wound up moving into North Brunswick like that. So.
Okay, yeah. And then the last one, which I already know your answer, Wawa or Quick Check?
Oh, Wawa. Okay. Yeah.
Everything's
okay.
Yes, everything's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Great job. You can't go wrong with Wawa.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially since it teaches you how to drive.
Yeah.
Especially once you add in the gas station part.
Right, forget about it. Right.
You learn how to drive in a Wawa parking lot.
Yeah.
You have to have eyes all around.
Yeah.
No. So. Plus, Wawa hoagie. I grew up on Wawa hoagie and Wawa juice.
Oh, you can't beat a Wawa hoagie.
No.
So.
Okay, so that's it for my questions, Michael. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
Let me think. Where's your podcast go out?
Well, you can find us everywhere, so iTunes, Google,
any podcast
Play.
App.
Yeah, any podcast.
I just want to let folks know where we're at.
Yeah, and it comes on, I do every other Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah, so this episode will be on,
next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday. This one's going up.
So the Metro Diner in East Brunswick is located 269 at Route 18, close to the New Jersey entrance, exit 9, which is right down the street. If people in the area, if you're familiar with where the Hong Kong supermarket is, the Popeyes and the Burger King, we're in the same complex as that. The building that we're in used to be the old Citibank. So before us, there was a bank here. Our hours of operation are we're open 7 days a week. We're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., except for Sundays we close at 8 p.m.
How long did it take to refit a bank to a restaurant? I mean, you didn't demolish a building, you just gutted it, right?
No, and this whole inside, like, it was a complete empty room. Like, where this vestibule is for the door, that was one of these big glass panes.
Wow.
And so we had to, you know, take out the pane. We built the vestibule up, all the brick we put in, like that. And how long did it take us? It probably took us. Thanks a lot, ladies. All right, have a great afternoon. It probably took us, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, I guess. Yeah, I mean, a lot of that's permits and getting everything set. But once they get in and start doing it, happens fast.
When they build quick.
Yeah.
So, permits and licensing and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But the city is really great. I had on Tuesday for our grand opening. Mayor Cohen was here with members of the city council, the Chamber of Commerce. We had a big ribbon cutting ceremony. So it was really awesome getting the support of the community like that as we continue.
It's so accessible. Because I remember for undergrad, I went to Rutgers. Uh-huh. So it was just like nostalgic to come, get off of exit 9 and come down.
Right.
It's like, oh.
Helen, I remember you.
Yay!
You're still here, like an old friend.
Yeah, so like just seeing everything.
Ladies, are those places checked out for your
thank
convenience?
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, what are your hours of operation?
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, except for Sundays, we close at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yep.
So, right. So that's very accessible for people. Come
yeah.
in early, come in late.
Yeah.
And enjoy some great food.
Yep. We also have, we do to-go's. So if anybody in the area wants to get lunch or whatever for to-go, they could come. And unfortunately, we don't have delivery. But if they wanted to come and pick it up there, you know, they could do that. And we also do catering for, you know, large events.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and so if you have a catering, you need something catered, we would, you know, pack it up and bring it to you in that case. So we have that
holiday
available.
Catering, like Thanksgiving?
Well, we have a catering menu, so anytime anybody wants it, we do close on Thanksgiving, though.
Oh,
yeah, so there's a couple of days throughout the year that we close, you know, for the family
all right.
and all that.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so.
So you just have to order our chicken and waffles and
yeah.
That's all we have to get.
Right.
There won't be any left on Thanksgiving because we'll eat it all, but
right.
you can order it.
I've been demolishing the loaded fries. I cannot wait to dig into the chicken.
That's awesome.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to add?
No, we had a great conversation. Thank you so much
thank
for having
so
me and coming into the diner. And
yes.
It's awesome.
As soon as I saw this, I was like, ooh. And then I saw the chicken and waffles. I'm like, yes, this
right.
happened. I have to go.
Thanks for having us.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Are y'all going to continue to talk?
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple more things.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'll stop back in a little
yes.
bit then.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Right.
Thank you.
Whoopsies, I'm going to take one of these little, I'm going to cut off a little bit.
Yeah, go for it, go for it.
I'm doing it. I've never had chicken and waffles before. How is that possible?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
We've been at places that have chicken and waffles.
I know. It's such a big meal.
It is. Is there any other thing? Oh, okay. So just some more information about diners. There are regional variations among diners. Regional American food, depending where you're at. So in Michigan and Ohio Valley, Coney Island style restaurants with Coney dogs are served, as are certain types of Greek cuisine like gyros or gyros. Gyros.
How do you pronounce it?
Gyro.
Yeah, because in that language, the G is pronounced like an H,
yeah.
like in Spanish.
So that's how you would pronounce it.
Thank you.
In Indiana and Illinois, fried pork tenderloin sandwiches, that's amazing.
Yeah, it does.
Are on the menu. The Northeast has more focus on the seafood, like fried salmon, fried shrimp, found in Maine. In Pennsylvania, you get cheese steak sandwiches and scrapple, which I love scrapple.
Oh, come on, no.
I just need to have a breakfast episode.
Yeah.
Diners in the Southwest serve tamales. Southern U.S. does typical breakfast dishes like grits, which I love, biscuits and gravy. I love New York. Soul food such as fried chicken and collard greens. Jersey is a pork roll egg and cheese sandwich. Pork roll for life.
I've never heard of pork roll before I moved to New Jersey.
Well, because it's only in this area.
Yep, it's not a thing anywhere else in the U.S. that I know of.
Because they don't send it out.
So I wonder why that is.
I think now you can order it. We do to get it shipped.
Yeah.
But before, like when my aunt moved to California, we would actually, if we applied to her, we would bring pork roll. Like the big thing for her. Taylor Ham and Casey's pork roll that brand were only here. Same thing like Tasty Cake. Only the tri-state area.
So funny.
So there's a lot of things that I mentioned on the podcast. I feel bad, guys, for my people throughout the world. Even talking about because
no.
it's only in the tri-state area.
You have
which apparently Irish potatoes. Have you ever had Irish potatoes?
You mean cold cannon?
What's cold cannon?
Cold cannon is mashed potatoes with cabbage
yeah.
and no.
no. Irish
what
potatoes,
is,
which apparently is just a Jersey, Pennsylvania thing.
Like the Irish goodbye?
No, which you're a master at.
Okay, yeah.
Irish potatoes. Coming right after Irish potatoes is like a candy. So it's like cheese.
What?
Like maybe it's no, it's actually like sugar, vanilla, just those type of things, coconut, and then it's
leg of potato.
Yes.
I've never heard of this before. Yes. It sounds like a Hostess snowball, except with the cinnamon.
It's not nasty.
Right. I mean, that does sound like the biggest difference.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I grew up eating them. Like, I didn't even realize.
So they were homemade? You just made them homemade?
They're homemade, but they're just like small little mom and pop candy shops that would make them. That, you know, like my great grandma used to always go to that candy shop, so she would always have them. You know, even other people make them homemade, so like a lot of my friends, like, everybody would just make them, and
that's
everybody
amazing.
Was eating them.
I had no
and
idea.
Apparently, I saw somebody posted, they were like, that's only in this area. I was like, what? So you don't realize something's only in your area until somebody mentions, like, you know what are you talking about?
Well, that explains why I've never heard of it, but what a huge bummer. That sounds really yummy.
I gotta find some for you.
The recipe?
I can show you the recipe. Like, so sometimes in some areas they'll have them,
mm-hmm.
but it's harder the more north you go.
So I'm totally digging the chicken and waffles.
I know, you're going in.
I am.
I'm going to eat some in a second.
Seriously.
I just need to finish up this episode.
Yes.
Okay, so I said a pork roll, egg and cheese sandwich for Jersey. Many diners have the transparent display face, like I mentioned. It's common with few diners to have the desserts on a rotating pie cake. That's always pretty. Especially with the light on it.
Yep, the desserts look so good.
Mm-hmm. The desserts are usually pies, and in most diners in New York and Chicago, they offer cheesecake. Because I do love a good cheesecake.
Me too.
And in this area, I do love a good cannoli, too.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God.
That's this area.
Yeah.
And Michael did all the history on the Metro Diner, so I like to do that. So I was like, oh, also get your own diner, drive to dine.
Michael knocked that one out for us, so we don't have to.
Oh, I've never had.
Oh yeah, so let's
waffles.
Let's try the food because now we actually have to give our review of the food.
Right, the setup of the syrup and the hot sauce. I've never had anything like that before. It is awesome.
Yeah, no, that was that detail like that is beautiful.
Yes.
Because that's what makes the place interesting.
Yeah.
Because when they do stuff like that, that makes you feel. Yeah.
Oh, even the vegetables are good. Man. They're sauteed. I can't tell in what. I think maybe it's just something simple like salt and pepper.
So, guys, the burger's good. Has the pink in the middle like it should. What's so amazing is that I love grilled cheese sandwiches, and these grilled cheese are done well. And this thing is tall as I don't know what, so I definitely took a picture so you guys can check it out on our Instagram.
It's crazy.
But the bacon and the tomato in the grilled cheese with lettuce on the burger. This is very smart move.
Yeah.
A lot of gluten, but a very smart move.
Yeah, aren't you gluten-free?
You know.
Not today.
Not sure.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of cheese is that? Looks like American?
Yeah, it's American.
Mm-hmm.
Quality yellow American.
Mm-hmm. Personally, when I do a grilled cheese, it's cheddar all the way. Or goat cheese.
Nope. American works for me.
Here I am.
But I also do multiple cheeses, so I'll do cheddar and American.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
These veggies are good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just simple seasoning on them. Like, I don't think it's anything wild and crazy.
Really simple.
Kate is single-handedly eating all the...
They're dying. Yeah, the loaded chips have two of my favorite things, jalapenos and pulled pork. And on top of that, they've got cheese and they've got ranch.
And barbecue sauce.
And barbecue sauce. Gosh, I forgot about that. I feel like the barbecue sauce is implied when I say pulled pork. But maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not implied.
We definitely need to come back here and do like a mukbang.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine? I have to invite my friend Shahira.
Seriously.
That little girl can eat. Like, she just went to IHOP and did the free pancake day. So she had the short stack of three pancakes. Then she ordered an omelet that comes with three more pancakes. So she ate all of that. And then an hour later, when she's driving to work, she's having snacks as she's driving.
Wow.
So
that is is impressive.
She's able to put it all away.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try the chicken now. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the chicken's like.
You're good.
Good. It's good.
Yeah. I like that one.
I know my chicken. This is good chicken.
It is.
How's the waffle?
I didn't try any of the strawberry butter. I forgot.
What?
I forgot it was even there.
What?
I know.
That's what I'm here for.
I know.
It's the strawberry butter, which you probably don't even need the syrup. And it looks like it has like real strawberries in it.
It does. It
not just
fresh.
Strawberry
no,
flavor.
Really
like you see chunks of strawberry.
Right. I'm getting full.
So the strawberry butter is like. So when I'm at the gym tomorrow.
I went this morning.
Yeah. So, Kate, you have now tried everything. I had to do a quick try.
I know.
Thoughts?
So delicious. So delicious. I mean, I am a sucker for chips and cheese.
Yeah.
Right? So the loaded chips, that's an easy win for me. But, you know.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh my God, 11. Like, really amazingly good.
Yeah, you can tell, like, the pulled pork on it is, like, good.
Fresh. Yep. And it's a great combination. Love it.
Yes. So, you said 11 for the loaded chips.
Hi, Victoria. My name is Jeff Schiffer, and I'm the joint venture partner for the region.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Partner. Very, thanks for coming in.
Yes.
What do you think of everything so far?
So amazing.
You're a typical diner.
I like that you took it up the next step, especially that strawberry butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Detail is amazing.
Yeah, it's, you make it fresh. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we can tell because you actually see the chunks of strawberry.
Yeah.
It's like strawberry ice cream, but made with butter.
That's funny.
Strawberry ice cream made with butter.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's the first thing I ever had when I went to our original one down in Jacksonville, Florida, like 4 years ago.
And you know what? It's my favorite kind of butter, too. There's a little, it's a salted.
Yeah.
Not like plain butter, it's a salted butter. So then, like, you know when you eat a dessert and there's a little hint of salt and it just,
Because you need to balance the sugar.
Yes, it cuts the sweetness. It's perfect.
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying everything.
Yes, thank you so much.
If you have any questions, let me know. I know you've been talking to Mike, which is great.
Yeah, great. He has great information.
Yeah. So the next one is Langhorne, PA.
Oh, okay, awesome.
That started construction last week, so.
Wonderful.
Okay, well now you guys know you can go to Langhorne, PA for those listeners. Oh, yeah, we're recording.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Yeah, we have 3 in Delaware and 4 in PA.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like looking at the location. So, yeah.
So. We're excited. So far, Jersey looks like they
Oh, yeah, Jersey will welcome you. We'll eat.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. We'll eat.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, the combo of the cheese, the barbecue sauce, and the ranch. That is not something I would have put together naturally. Like, if I'm in my kitchen making something like this, I would not have put them together. Love it, though. Love it so much. Why don't you take that one with all the butter?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to, but I was like, I don't want to be mean.
No. I'm not a fruit person. So that's my dessert, so.
As you guys know, I am extra sauce on the side, so I'm like, should add more butter.
Always add more butter.
Oh, because there's more waffles.
Beautiful.
And the sauteed veggies.
Take a moment here. Yeah.
They are another, definitely another.
I would not have expected the health food or the healthy-ish food to be as good as the food that's not so healthy.
The fun food?
The fun food, yeah. The yummy food. It's all good. It almost makes me want to challenge them and order like an egg white omelet and see what they do.
See what it comes out
of. Right, exactly.
It's probably be great.
I bet it would be.
Because the
yes.
You can tell that the veggies are great, so. Mm-hmm. But, so guys.
Damn, this is really yummy.
Legit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very particular about my chicken and waffles. These are really good. The waffles are good. It's real chicken, which is good. 'Cause I don't, I don't like it when it's chicken tenders or chicken strips or it should be real chicken on the bone.
And the breading is seasoned so well.
Yeah, so they season the chicken and they season the breading, which is essential. Not everybody does that.
That's right.
You have to do that. It's very important.
And Mike said that they brine it for 24 hours and then they marinate it for 24 hours. Yes. Then they season the breading. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. You can tell that they put the extra effort in.
There's quality. So
yeah. God, I don't want to keep eating these chips, but I'm afraid it's going to have to happen.
Eat them. So I highly recommend you guys coming here, checking them out. And with that in mind, Batgirl Chronicles is having their first ever giveaway. Giveaway! Woo! Giveaway, y'all!
Yas, queen.
So, for the lucky winner, you can win a gift card.
Where to?
To Metro Diner.
Oh, my God!
So you guys can come here and try out the chicken and waffles.
Are friends of the show allowed to enter? I've already had
one
meal here.
Hold on.
I shouldn't give you.
If you have previously hosted, co-hosted on the show, you are not allowed to enter. Apparently I need to add that part. Yes, okay.
That's fair. I've already had one meal from here. Yeah. I should probably
share the love.
Yeah, I should share the love.
Yeah. So, I guess that's the stipulation. If you previously have co-hosted,
that's fair.
You cannot win.
I get it.
Okay, people?
I get it.
I know, at this point, I've had a few co-hosts. A few repeat hosts, so. So, it's very simple. This is what you guys need to do. I'm also going to repost it on all the social media. It's very simple. I'm going to give you a secret word. Yes. So that means only the lucky winners will be the listeners. Secret word is strawberry butter.
That's a good one.
Since it's amazing. So all you have to do is after you finish listening to this episode is go to any of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and send a direct message saying the secret word, which is strawberry butter. And I will just compile all the names on the Excel sheet, have my phone pick a number of 1 to whatever, and once they pick, the winner will be contacted via those direct messages.
I like it.
And then I'll let everybody know that somebody was picked and who was the winner. Mm-hmm. Okay? So again, the secret word is strawberry butter.
You won't be sorry.
Remember, only direct message. Do not comment, because then somebody can steal the answer. I'll try to definitely watch all the social media so I can delete if anybody posts it. So if you post it and you're like, why is my message gone?
Right.
Because you did not follow by saying a direct message. Okay. If for whatever reason you don't have social media, which some of us do not, you can send an email to fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. Okay? fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. And one more time, the secret word is strawberry butter.
Are you ladies okay?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, we're never going to finish this. This food is so much.
So much and so amazing.
So much and so amazing.
Okay.
Did you mention that there's bacon on that grilled cheese?
Yes, bacon and tomato.
Damn. I mean,
you haven't had a bite yet, so you need it.
I want to take a knife and just...
No, because you're just going to take the whole half.
I can't take that whole half.
Yes, you can, because I have my whole half. And I'm feasibly going to steal all the waffles.
This is not going to fit in my mouth.
It didn't fit in mine. That's what she said. So... Awesome. Thank you.
Ladies.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy.
All right.
So, guys, as always, I guess let me wrap this up. Find us on our social media. See, Curtis, I have it today. Wait, maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, I do. Facebook's at Fat Girl Chronicles. Twitter's at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. Instagram's at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. Shoot us an email at fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. And as again, one more time, secret word is strawberry butter. Direct message only on the social media or shoot us an email and you can win the first ever Fat Girl Chronicles giveaway of a gift card to Metro Diner in East Brunswick, New Jersey.
So I just took my first bite because I was, you know,
of the Holy Divoli burger.
I was paying very close attention to chips, but I finally got a bite of the Holy Divoli burger.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Amazing,
oh
right?
Oh my good God.
Because you can taste like the butteriness of the grilled cheese.
Yes.
It's a good grilled cheese by itself. It's not like like a chimpy grilled cheese.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Love it.
So thank you again to my co-host, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
It's always beautiful to have you. You want to shamelessly plug your podcast?
Sure, I have a podcast called Other People's Business. As in minding your own business, minding other people's business. Other People's Business is an interview show on business topics, but you know, business podcasts can be kind of boring. Sorry. So we sandwich the boring bits in between really fun stuff like an icebreaker question and a game. And so more often than not, we have a really, really good time.
Yes. And I enjoy...
Yes, you did. You've been on the show a couple times.
Yes, yes, I enjoyed listening, and I shamelessly text both Kate and Vinny. And now I'm going to randomly comment on their YouTube videos, because they're also on YouTube, case you don't do the podcast. Slowly, as you guys see, there's been a couple episodes up of the Fat Girl Chronicles. It's just the audio only. I'm eventually going to get it all up, and then I'll actually have videos. I'm getting there, guys. Bear with me. There's like over now like 50 episodes that I do need to translate and put up on the YouTube. But for now, you can catch me everywhere. I think I should be on Spotify now. I applied. We'll see. You know, Spotify is very shishi foo-foo who they choose to let in.
They're very important.
Yeah, they're very important.
Spotify, we get it. You're important.
Yes, even though you just started, so whatever. iTunes and Google Play have been around.
Right.
Everybody else has been here. But you want to join the podcast stream and then be picky? Whatever. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Definitely try Metro Diner, East Brunswick, New Jersey. Hours are Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sundays to 8 p.m. Come in.
Do yourself a favor.
Have the chicken
amazing.
And waffles.
Yes.
Go for it.
They're so damn good.
All right. It was fun as always. Bye.
Bye.
Fat girl chronicles. I love food.